the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, they say that employment of diesel service technicians and mechanics is projected to grow 12% by 2024, faster than the average for all occupations. So the demand is high. So if you're thinking of a career change, or maybe you're in the field already and looking to maybe up your game, you might want to consider taking on the challenge of furthering your education in diesel and heavy vehicle repair. And believe it or not, one of the only programs, one of a handful of programs in the entire state of Illinois, is not that far from us at Spoon River College in Canton. To talk to us about their diesel and power systems technology program, let's welcome one of the instructors. He's from Abingdon, Mr. Todd Thompson. Todd, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about this program.
This program started in 1965. It started out as an ag-based program with an affiliate with International Harvester, which used to have a factory there in Canton.
Absolutely.
So it started out then. Since then, we've at the beginning, we've changed. The name was the FMT, so Farm Machinery Technician is how it started out. And then it went from that to the Diesel Tractor Technology Program, and currently is the Diesel and Power Systems Technology Program.
Yeah. And why did you call it Power Systems Program? What?
One of the reasons we went to that, because our graduates started going so many different places than just working on tractors.
Yeah.
We've got several alumni that work for research and development for companies like Caterpillar, John Deere, Navistar, and Case. So we do a lot more different things than just tractors. Our graduates are going to lots of different places.
Boy, and that's a big change, I'm sure, for that program. It means that you can go so many different disciplines here.
Yeah, that's one of the fascinating things about the diesel technology industry. You know, right now, our graduates are finding employment in marine. We live between the Mississippi and the Illinois rivers, so we've got guys that are working on the tugboats. Also, the rail, you know, here in Knox County, you know, BNSF, one of our largest employers in Knox County, obviously. And we've got alumni are finding positions there. We also have alumni that are finding positions in the automotive industry. There's a big decrease in community colleges doing very much with automotive. Carl Sandburg is still doing some, you know, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But there's a big decrease in that. So the dealers are finding our students, our graduates, and find out that they're pretty handy. Suddenly it's cool to own a diesel pickup truck. You know, they're all over.
Yeah.
Whether you need to haul anything or not, it's just cool to have a diesel pickup.
Absolutely.
So those people are finding jobs there. And then heavy equipment and the ag industry. You know, we live in the Midwest. You can't go anywhere without driving by a cornfield or a bean field.
That's right.
One of the largest, you know, the ag business is, you know, one of the largest employers, you know, besides places like BNSF where people find employment.
Yeah.
So we're going lots of different ways right now.
My gosh. And especially, and since there is a great need for these kind of techs,
people
just aren't going into this as much anymore, are they? So now there's means there's a great need for that kind of tech.
Yes. You know, there's never been a better time to be a technician than right now that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
The need is high. The employers are reaching out. They're paying sign-on bonuses. They're doing lots of different things to help people get the career education that they're looking for, buy tools. You know, so it's a great time to be a tech. One of the other things is, you know, we're so dependent on energy.
Yeah.
So, you know, you see a lot of these stationary generators sitting at different facilities, you know, someone's got to keep working on them. So
absolutely,
there's lots of different places, and you know, it's not just busting your knuckles anymore. It used to be when I started that, you know, you got to go to a machine, you listened to it, you looked at what was coming out of the exhaust pipe, you put your hands on it, look for vibrations.
Yeah.
And we don't do that anymore. Now we have to interface with the computer, we have to find out what's going on. You know, it used to be that we moved we couldn't do anything with the timing for any faster than we could get the geometry to work. Now we do things at the speed of light.
Wow.
So
seriously, high tech.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not just busting your knuckles anymore, though. I mean, we still have to do all those things that are all drivability type problems and the things that are maintenance problems. And those jobs are never going to go away.
Todd, thank you so much for being with us today on Galesburg Live.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Glad being here.
Let's talk about your background.
Yeah, I mean, as a young person, you know, you had bicycles and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, so we were always working on bicycles. A lot of my childhood friends became mechanics.
Okay.
I got my first education at Galesburg High. Right here in Galesburg here, I took the aerial vocation class and automotive class, and I had a really great instructor, Herm Ackman. I liked him a whole bunch.
Yeah.
And I still remember some of the things and still teach some of the things that Herm taught me.
Okay.
And, you know, so there I really kind of got really into, you know, automotive technology, learning about power systems, transmissions, engines, electrical, and, you know, understood and really started to drive me a little bit in that direction.
Yeah, yeah.
Also worked for farmers and stuff. You know, you're always wrenching on something on the farm. Something's always breaking down. There's always something to do.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I got my background. And then I went from there when I worked for, in my senior year, I had an opportunity to do on-job training with a fertilizer dealer right there in Abingdon, Klein Soil Service. And, you know, again, everything was maintenance. So worked on lots of different trucks, tractors, spray units, and things like that.
Yeah.
Went from there, went to college right here, Galesburg, went to Carl Sandburg and got my ag machinery certificate.
Yes.
And then hit the workforce. I also worked for Don Schisler, Don Shell Service when he was open and when I was in high school and in college.
Yeah.
And, you know, changing tires, changing oil, doing tune-ups, doing stuff like that.
I'll be darned.
So, you know, I was just kind of embedded into that. And, you know, it's been good to me.
Sure, sure. And after that, so then what have you, after that, where?
When Munson Transportation, I was hired at Munson Transportation.
Oh, okay.
I worked for Munson Transportation, started out in the parts room.
Okay.
I worked there for a very short time in the parts room and then moved on to the end of the shop.
Yeah.
And then just kind of worked my way from the oil change rack into the main floor. And then I spent a couple years in Jacksonville, Illinois, worked for an international dealer in Jacksonville.
Oh, boy.
Followed my wife down there. She got her first teaching job.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I worked at Byers Brothers International for 2.5 years. And then we found an opportunity and moved back home.
Okay.
And went back to Munson again.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Became an engine rebuilder for them, and that was my main job there for, probably over a year and a half, and then moved into a management position, to a shop supervisor.
Sure, sure.
And did road breakdown for them for a while and sat at the phone and did things like that.
Yeah. When did the teaching opportunity present itself at Spoon River?
After I left Munson's, I opened my own facility. I went back to the same gas station that I started my career at in high school and bought it.
Okay.
And I ran that for about six and a half years or so. And then I worked with, I had someone come in one day and I sold my business. A gentleman wanted to buy it, so I sold it. I went to work with VSM then, which was really good friends of mine, Bob Sampson.
Yeah.
And worked for them for two and a half years and ran the shop for them and did some other things for them as well as retrieving trucks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I went to a football game, U of I football game, and a gentleman there that I went with, and was also a friend of mine, Kevin Quick, said, "Hey, they're looking for an instructor over at Spoon." He goes, "You got the degree and you've got the background they're looking for. You ought to apply."
Yeah.
So, that's kind of how that happened.
And how long have you been teaching there now?
This fall will be 21 years.
Oh, my gosh. Gee whiz. Did you ever think that you would get into that? I mean, you know.
No. I mean, my wife teaches for a living.
Yeah.
So, you know, it has always been, you know, a little bit of a passion of mine, I guess.
How about the rest of your team in the department?
We got two other instructors, Joe Clemens and Aaron Mayall. Both of those are graduates of the Spoon River College diesel program.
Yeah.
Joe's been there for over 10 years. I guess he's going on 11 years right now, and Aaron's been there for about 8.
Okay.
Aaron worked for Althoffer out of Peoria for several years, and was ran the dyno and did a lot of troubleshooting for them while he was there. Joe did his in Rings. Alice Chandler dealer in Rushville.
Okay.
And so between the three of us, we've got a lot of different background in a lot of different areas.
Yeah.
And not going to ever say that we know everything, because we don't, but give us 24 hours. We'll find somebody out that can help us out.
Mr. Todd Thompson, thanks for being here today on Galesburg Live.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Nice being here.
What a great program that you've got set up here. And again, it's pretty unique in the state. Only a handful of community colleges are offering something like this, and your students come out, my gosh, I love the comment that I saw on one of your videos online on your website, which you need to check out. You said they graduate on Saturday and start work on Monday.
Yep, that's the atypical way it goes for our graduates.
Well, let's talk about this program. It's a 2-year program, and it's kind of a big, you get a lot of different disciplines in there.
Yeah, one of the things that's unique about our program is we do a tremendous amount of hands-on in our program.
Yeah.
We've got the first semester, which is 19 credit hours. You're going to have 2 engine classes, 2 electrical classes, a parts class, and then a gen ed class of your choice, some like a sociology or a speech or something like that to go along with that.
Sure.
There's 15 credit hours of gen ed built into our program to get your associate's degree. All associate's degrees are like that.
Okay.
But there's a lot of lab time in that first semester. And then your second semester, it's a course that's very unique. We're the only ones that I know that do this for as long as we do it. We do a 16-week course, 20 hours a week of open lab, and we call this our tractor overhaul class.
Ah.
And during this time, our students are guaranteed 1 major engine overhaul, and we do them with pairs of 2 conventionally. And we these units or these tractors or these trucks or whatever these projects, whatever they may be, they come in from the public. Students get first pick to bring them in, but, if they don't have anything, then we've got a waiting list typically from since we don't charge any labor, we're kind of popular.
So sure.
we run somewhere between $90,000 and $60,000 a year through our shop and parts.
Wow.
From January to May.
My gosh. That's a heck of a budget you've got there.
Well, it's a good thing, but it's one of the things that make us unique is the amount of hands-on that we do.
Yeah.
Another thing that we do that helps our students get that graduation on Saturday and a job on Monday is we do 2 sections of on-job training. So for their fall semester, 8 weeks of that, they're out working with a cooperative dealer or business, and during that time, they're getting college credit, they're getting valuable work and shop experience, and they're getting paid.
Oh, wow.
So those are really 3 good things that go together.
Absolutely.
And then the last 8 weeks of the spring semester, they do their on-job training again. So oftentimes that ends up being their first full-time job. They've already been with a dealer probably the second time that they've been there, the second, 16 weeks basically that they've been there. And they've gotten used to them. They found a need for them. They've got some money and training in them, and they don't want to lose them, so they hire them. So they graduate on Saturday. They start their job on Monday.
Absolutely. Wow. And you work with local dealers here? Is that
sure? Sure. Okay. We work with just about everybody that you can name. We've worked with.
Okay.
And I like to thank all of them that have worked for us, and I think most of them would thank us as well.
Absolutely.
But like I tell everybody, I'll take no credit or blame.
Absolutely. Todd Thompson is the one of the instructors at Spoon River College, and their fall enrollment is now open for their diesel and power systems technology and ag business management programs. And how many people do you accept? How many students do you accept in your program?
We're gonna accept 32 seats for this up and coming fall. We're gonna do a double section.
Okay.
And we do a double section every other year.
Yeah.
Typically, we only take 18. So.
Oh. Wow.
So yeah, it is there. If you're interested, you need to move.
Yeah. Right. Because space is pretty final. I mean, if when you run out, you're done, you could miss out here. Yeah. So absolutely, you've got an event coming up you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, we got a we do annually a car and tractor. We call it a car show, but it's kind of like a cruise in kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And we give plaques away for the best tractor of the day, and we have that voted on by the public. So, you know, anybody that attends gets an opportunity to vote on their favorite piece of iron.
Oh, great. And when is this?
It's going to be on the 27th. Okay. It's going to be right there at the Canton campus. Yeah. We're going to have it rain or shine. If it rains, we'll clear the shop out, and we'll have everything on the inside.
Yeah.
And we're hoping for good weather. I can't promise it, but we're hoping for good weather.
Right.
And
excellent.
It's a lot of fun.
How many pieces of equipment do you have up usually?
It depends. When the weather's nice, you know, we'll have 60 cars and maybe 40 tractors. You never know.
Wow.
And you know, if you got your favorite lawnmower that you think is really nice, bring it. We don't care.
That's right. You got information about this on your website?
It's going to be on the website, and it's also going to be on the Spoon River College Facebook page.
Yeah, search for it there. Todd Thompson is the instructor, one of the instructors at Spoon River College in their diesel and power systems technology program. Let's get back into some of that. Another big part of this is your locomotive mechanical certificate. However, it's all been put into a new program that you started.
Yeah, and we made a contract with NARS, which is National Association of Railroad Science, and we're working with them out of Johnson County Community College in Kansas. So, and it's it's cooperation with BNSF is helping out, and we're one of two places in the nation that do that right now. So
wow. Oh my gosh, that's and this is brand new.
Yeah, we just started it this spring.
Okay,
so we're going to have our first set of graduates graduate in May.
Yeah. So what are they learning? I mean,
They're doing General Electric basics, which is General Electric is one of the largest manufacturers of locomotive engines in the world.
Right.
And a lot of times when you say GE or General Electric, people don't think of a locomotive; they think of a light bulb or a washer or dryer or a toaster oven. Yeah. But they are into that, very heavy. EMD basics is another one, which is, the two cycle Detroit engine that they use in the locomotives. And, that we do two of those. We do a GE class and an EMD class, just basic. And then we do locomotive air brake, and we also do the FRA class. And FRA is kind of like the DOT of the rail.
Okay. And what's the Department of Transportation of the rail. Yeah, okay, yeah, I see. Yeah, sure, like sure. So you're literally working on an actual big locomotive engine? Is that what you've...
We've got...
It's a big generator, right?
The engine is an engine, but it runs the generator.
Runs the generator, right. Okay.
Yeah, it runs the generator.
Yeah.
So we're just working with the engine, and we've got a cutaway of a 7FDL GE engine, and then we've got a complete 16-cylinder EMD engine.
Jeez, how big is your shop? I mean, this has got to be massive.
Yeah, it's pretty good size.
How many square feet? You guys know what?
I can't tell you what our actual square feet is.
Well, then that tells me it's even bigger than what I thought.
Yeah, it's large.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate to have the facility we have.
Yeah. Now, when you say you have a cutaway, basically it's a half of an...
Well, no, they took the two cylinders off the front and then the two cylinders off the back, and then they welded that together.
I'll be darned.
So they took a 16-cylinder, and then they took the two cylinders off the front and two cylinders off the back, and then they made them together so you can teach both ends of the locomotive and the power assembly.
Wow. And so your first class was just this spring. How do you think it went?
So far, really good. Right? Yeah. The class has been it's been fun to teach.
Yeah.
The students have been very interested, and we're hoping that that they graduate and they don't just get jobs, but they get careers out of this.
Absolutely. And do you see some of them right now? They already have great opportunities lined up.
All of them already have jobs for the summer after they graduate lined up. And wonderful. Hopefully they'll get an opportunity to maybe pursue the rail.
Absolutely. And it's not just BNSF; they could go
anywhere. Yeah, a lot of short line railroads out there, and these, on indeed.com, if you go to locomotive technician. There's like 6,000 jobs out there.
Yeah, and what's the average of what are they starting out? What would you say an average when you're talking to these?
Probably around 25 an hour would probably be.
Yeah.
I mean,
what's top end you've seen people get out and get a job?
The highest paid by hour that I've ever had graduates, like $32 an hour right out of graduation.
Jeez.
And you know, the average pay for our graduates is somewhere around probably 13 to 15 historically, but that number is starting to change just because of the supply and demand.
Todd, we're getting ready to wrap up our time together here. I really appreciate lots of great information. You've got a wonderful program down there.
Thank you.
And a lot of experience in your instructors, not just you, but the other two instructors. And my gosh, you have a heck of a crew there.
Yeah, we're very fortunate.
Getting back to the program off the mic, we mentioned that this is not just for, you know, it's usually a male-dominated industry, what you're doing, the diesel mechanic. And you have some exciting news from and a first.
Yeah, we're going to have our very first female graduate this May.
Okay. In the what's her? What's
she's in the Diesel Power System Technology Associate's degree area. Yeah. She works in. She's working at an ag dealer in Quincy.
Oh my gosh! So. And what is she interested in doing?
Her dream is to get enough experience behind her and then open up her own performance shop is what she wants to do.
No kidding. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, yeah. And that's a great thing because it seems like I was doing some research before our conversation and it looks like women are starting to be get more into the automotive field here. So that's good.
There's no reason not to.
No, absolutely. Well, let's get back. We were talking about the NARS program and the railway locomotive stuff, but let's get back into the ag. That's a huge part of this. And these ag businesses, implement dealers and all that, they need good techs.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the ag business has become specialized in so many areas, because we're used so much technology now.
Yeah, yeah.
We no longer have to have the sun up to be planning anymore. We're doing it by GPS.
Yeah.
And so we're working with some technical stuff that is still fascinating to me. Some of these younger people that don't know any difference of having GPS, but I'm still fascinated by,
But, and the fact that many of these implements drive themselves and all that, are you guys part of that?
Sure. We've done some stuff with auto steer.
Oh,
it basically is what we've done. We put that on some different units.
Oh, great.
There at the college. Huh. It's a big industry. And like I said, it's just not busting your knuckles anymore. There's so much that goes along with it.
Yeah.
That the technology, you've got to stay on top of it. These things are going to break.
Yeah.
And someone's got to keep the lights on these things.
And that's where and you're right. That's why there'll always be a demand.
Yeah.
For these type of technicians.
Yeah. And there's so many different ways in the ag industry. You've got sprayers. You've got combine specialists. You got the combine specialists. You got sprayer specialists. Planter specialists, and then you got guys just work on tractors, and you got compact utilities, and you've got lawn and garden and turf equipment, and then you just go into the yellow stuff, and now we got heavy equipment, just so many different directions to go.
Man.
And if you're going to live in the geographical area that we call home right here in Knox County area, and you want to find a way to make the money that you want so you can live the way you want to live, this is a great way to do it.
Todd Thompson is one of the instructors at Spoon River College in the Diesel and Power Systems Technology and Ag Business Management programs. What's the ideal student you're looking for?
Looking for someone who is inquisitive, that wants to learn about how things work.
Yeah.
We try to teach systems, but we don't teach a system all at once. We teach the components of a system and then put them together to make the system.
Got it.
So we're looking for someone that's inquisitive, somebody that wants to know. I call it the want to, if you got the want to, if you really want to do something and you want to learn about something, there's no excuse not to be able to find out information about it with the technology that we have
right now.
So, I'm looking for looking for someone that is going to be, serious about their future.
Yeah.
And safety is you know, we're safety is the number one thing, you know, for people to think things out, think clearly, have some common sense.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, just that desire for knowledge.
Yeah.
And you know, be on time.
sure.
25% of your grade in our classes is attendance.
Yeah, right.
Because you know, that's what our employers want. Our mm-hmm. employers call and ask about a former student. They say they want to know what kind of person they are and how is their attendance record.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of these people, they want to leave, maybe it's not just work for a place, but they want to start their own shop, right?
Sure. Sure.
And is there part of that? Do you guys share some of the business part of that side?
Yeah, well, I teach a dealership management class.
Oh my gosh, there you go.
I teach a dealership management class, you know, yeah. And it's based on, you know, the years that I was in business for myself.
Yeah, you ran your own shop, absolutely.
Sure. And I've ran shops for, you know, major fleets and smaller ones.
Yeah.
So I've got a little bit of history there. So you know, yeah, we try to break it all the way down to, you know, what it costs for shop towels and oil dry and what FICA really means.
Well, that's probably a part of it that sometimes they miss. It's running the stinking business, right? You got to figure out how to run a good business.
And we do that for a couple different reasons. Number one, I think it makes our students better employees because they understand what the employer has at risk.
There you go.
And the other thing, it gives them a heads up if they ever decide to go out and open up their own shingle and go out on that big limb. That they've got a little background so they can at least put a business plan together that doesn't have holes in it.
Absolutely. Todd Thompson is our guest here in this first hour of Galesburg Live, talking about the he's the instructor at Spoon River College for their diesel and power systems technology program. And well, in our final few minutes here, let's talk about Spoon River College in general. How easy is it to sign up for this program, to be a part of it? I've decided. What do I do?
Well, if an individual's interested, if they go to the src.edu site, there's a spot on there that you can put an application in, and that's the first step, an application in. And if you're not computer savvy or you're not comfortable doing that, and you don't want to put an application in without seeing what we got to offer, then come visit. Give us a call at the college and let us know that you're interested, that we know you're coming. But the best time to visit is Monday through Thursday, 7 o'clock till noon. We're out in the lab area during that time, and we've got instructors that can be free to spend some time with you and show you around.
Absolutely. And for many students, you know, the financial part of it is the scary part. And they're thinking, I don't know if I can afford this. I don't know if I can do it.
Well, there's financial aid is available for our program. It does qualify.
Yeah.
The NARS program does not qualify totally for it.
Okay.
You'll have to have some out of your own pocket on that. But our associate's degree does. There's also some great places that you could go visit to try to get some help and see if you qualify. There's Career Link and there's Doors that are out there that, you know, that are trying to use government dollars in the right way.
That's right.
To help people get their education and to help them make their dream come true.
There you go. And it's an investment in your, let's face it, it's an investment in your future here.
Sure.
You know, if you really want to make a change, that really shows how committed you are to it. You know, there is that financial commitment to it.
Yep.
In our last few minutes here, we wanted to talk about your event one more time. You got your car show, tractor show coming up.
Sure.
One more time, I want to get that information. That's on the 27th.
It's on April 27th. It's going to go from 9 o'clock in the morning till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
We're going to be, the public will be voting on their favorite tractor or very favorite automobile, whatever that may be. And, you know, we try to have fun. We try to give door prizes to those who participate.
Yeah.
So,
great opportunity to see the shop too, right?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
And talk to alumni. We usually have a lot of alumni that come and show up on that weekend. It's kind of their class reunion week.
Excellent. Todd Thompson, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live. Come back and see us again soon, okay?
All right. I thank you.